3/4 of fourth graders in Milwaukee's public schools can't read at a basic level or above. But what do those reading scores actually mean for students and their families? And who's trying to solve the problem? WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel set out to answer those questions. Here's the first story in her series on literacy in Milwaukee called Turning the Page.
Step inside of a sixth grade classroom in Milwaukee, and there are going to be some silent clues about how well each student can read. Anna Liberta, who's been teaching since 2010, looks for two specific things. The first is what students are choosing to read. At the library, I asked Liberta, who teaches at Victory Elementary on the city's south side, to take a book off the shelf that a strong sixth grade reader might pick up. The one that she grabbed is 419 pages with a forest scene illustrated on the front.
This is one of those books that has like 30 characters and they all have really interesting backstories. Those are all the types of things that like very advanced readers are going to look for.
I asked her to tell me about the other book, the one that she pulled for a less proficient reader. It's about half the number of pages as the first one, and it's an entirely illustrated graphic novel, meaning the pages are set up like comic strips, with 4 to 5 frames per page.
Typically, this is something that a struggling reader in my sixth grade class would pick up because they love finishing things fast. They get a sense of like achievement when they finish a graphic novel because it was quick for them and it was easy, and that's great.
This isn't to say that advanced readers don't love graphic novels. They really do. But when 12-year-olds are consistently picking up texts like these, Liberta says it can signal that they're having trouble following more complex storylines. Now to the second clue, that a child might be struggling with reading.
I can tell when they're not using a writing utensil while they're reading. That's a big thing. They need to have a pencil or a highlighter or something. And those are things I look out for right off the bat to see who's engaged and who's not engaged.
Being engaged while reading can feel like an arbitrary thing. But by the sixth grade, it's what separates the kids who get it from the kids who don't. In 2009, just under 40% of fourth grade students in Milwaukee public schools were reading at a basic level. That wasn't great. The national average at the time was 67%. Reading at a basic level, by the way, is not the same as reading on grade level. Now, just 27% of public school fourth graders are reading at that same basic level.
This is not just a MPS problem. This is a citywide problem.
That's Howard Fuller, a former MPS superintendent who has launched a literacy coalition across the city. He's also a big supporter of school choice and charter schools.
And I know people who are part of this process right now who live in communities where they thought their kids were really learning how to read, and they didn't, and they're having issues now as young adults, even people who have the resources to help their kids.
When Fuller says that, he's referring to schools in Wisconsin that used a method for teaching students to read called the whole language theory. Popular from the 80s through the 2000s, the now debunked theory encouraged students to use context clues and memorization over learning phonics or syllables. But the pendulum is swinging back very mightily in Wisconsin. 2 years ago, the legislature passed Act 20, which requires Wisconsin school districts to employ a science of reading curriculum. This year, Milwaukee Public Schools launched its literacy plan to try to turn around its falling literacy rates. The plan focuses on teaching educators how to teach phonics, fluency, vocabulary, and written language. Howard Fuller, the former superintendent, says that major changes are key to Milwaukee's future as a city.
If we got thousands and thousands and thousands of kids who literally can't read, how does the city grow in a way that we want to be in it?
This month, I'll report on how public school leaders are setting out to turn the page on Milwaukee's dismal literacy rates. We'll look at the district's plan to improve literacy by changing the way kids learn to read. We'll also hear from community groups trying to bridge the gap with one-on-one instruction. And we'll talk to teachers and parents trying to help their children move forward. Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
That was the first story in education reporter Catherine Kokel's literacy series, Turning the Page, Teaching Milwaukee to Read. We'll have segments throughout January.